Go ahead, it's up to you.
Okay, let me get you in the camera.
I was gonna stand up.
Okay, go ahead, yes, do whatever you'd like. Whatever you feel the most comfortable with.
Of course, no one will return. It's a figure of speech. All this time, not one. How could they? Going is going and going. Things are dissolving. We know that from science. Or if you like, the guest book. Book, losing script, or the mouth losing rouge. Things are dissolving. The soil is losing its seed. Death is losing its dead. Things that belong together are sick of each other and fly apart. Just like the cosmos in general, it's exploding slowly, endlessly outward. Oh, we don't fall as often dreamed. We fly upward and away from each other. Seeing like this, things now for the first time take on their actual weight. Cosmos and supercosmos, upward and away. Why take a stand against the turn of events? Are you listening, chair? Wake up, lazy old thing. Just you and me. We're sitting here tight. You're on the ground. I'm on you. Oh, the turn of events have just rolled over us, you say? That's no reason to let yourself go, you. A person has to always want something. The clock has to always strike something. Ding, dong, Gloria. Oh, the beautiful sky, unique each time, and clouds, wet bellies, air shows. Ding, dong, Gloria. Today heaven lies round us like a cave, a womb, a garden. And soon we, the little earth, will come into the world. Ding dong, Gloria. Doesn't Lottie know what Lottie's saying? No. Gracious Lord, oh, your bride, your misbeloved doesn't know anymore. Ah, you call yourself my bride. Oh, I say it only out of courtesy, Almighty Father. I didn't know you were so close by. He makes me feel so little. I can see it coming. He'll get me to where I'm nothing. To send everyone away and then start in on me. To send everyone away and then slowly start his witch work. on look. That's it.
Thank you.
I don't think you can have theater with just art elements. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's the word performance then. There's a sense of, there's a difference between art and theater and performing art.
Now, some performance doesn't take much performance skill, but still is conceptually interesting. Some performance art, in my opinion, tends towards theater and doesn't work because the artists who have the concepts are not good performers. In my opinion, there's a kind of lack of real performance skills in a lot of the performance art that I've seen. Now, I don't mean they have to be actors or dancers or acrobats, but they have to have some facility of performance if they're going to get in front of an audience. Because as soon as you get in front of an audience, things happen. And that dynamic of relating to live human beings there changes things. And it's always a surprise to the person performing in one way or another. Things don't go the way you plan them to go. So it's not enough to have a concept. You have to know how to behave in front of an audience, I think. Or you have to, in some way, take that performer-audience dynamic into account as you're evolving your performance concept or your art concept. I mean, even to get in front of an audience to unroll a roll of toilet paper, you know, it's a lot harder to do it in front of an audience than it is to do it at home or in the studio, you know. And I notice performers like to work with toilet paper. Have you noticed that?
Quite often, yes. It seems to be one of their...
It's a motif.
Their main,
now, I'm not suggesting this means anything. But,
no.
Or it's a metaphor. I'm not suggesting it's a metaphor.
No.
Nothing like that. Don't get me wrong. But there is a lot of toilet paper in our city.
True.
Fucking right, it's true!
Do you think that performance art and theater art have things to learn from each other?
Yes.
What?
Okay, take structuralism, for example.
Yes.
In the theater, one thing that is starting to be used in the theater that's been taken from performance art is structuralist techniques, so that you'll actually, for example, get a gesture score, a score of different gestures. This might be one, this might be two, a phrase like, how are you today, might be three, and you actually give those numbers of structure. You might build them into a geometrical form so that you would have them all built in to a performance structure. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something in theater, particularly in Europe, not so much here, but we've been using it in our work, can be integrated from performance art into theater. The other way around, I don't know, I think a lot of conceptual artists have a certain kind of contempt for the theater, and they really think that we're theatrical. Theatricalization begins, art ends. I really think there's a feeling about that. And I think it's kind of silly. I think there's a lot of hypocrisy and snobbery and pseudo-definition about around performance art. Everybody has a definition of what it is and what it isn't. You go to performance art, and let's say you go to a performance art thing. Okay, and the audience is made up of 100 performing artists and just one guy doing his performing art or gal doing her performing art out there. And so 99 of them say, well, that's not really performance art, right?
You hear this?
I say it's, you know, to paraphrase Marshall McLuhan, the only thing I can remember he ever said was, it's what performance art is, what you can get away with. What was the question?
The idea of a chart being that it's unique. Nobody else could have this chart. It's just strictly your blueprint, and it represents kind of a really beautiful way to get into your life, because for one thing, it's accessible from your point of view, and it's the reason why astrology is a nice objective way to assess your trip. Okay, read off your planets by sign and house position. Got a Sun-Venus conjunction in Virgo here, late Virgo in the fourth house. Then a very close Neptune-Mercury conjunction in the first part of Libra, within 1 degree. And that's quite a burden to bear in some ways. It gives you certain strengths and talents, but also gives you other tendencies. I'll analyze that later. And they're pretty well on the fifth house cusp. Your fifth house by Placidus house system is 12 Libra. And Neptune is 9, Mercury's 10. So we might as well call a fifth house placement. They're practically on that cusp. Got Moon in 22 Scorpio, and it was just 2 hours away from conjuncting the planet Jupiter when you were born. So it's a very close Moon-Jupiter conjunction. And again, this is almost on the sixth house cusp. It's in the fifth, but it's almost on the sixth. And there's a lot of Scorpio things you have to go through it. So I'm going to read that as a sixth house placement. Got a Pisces midheaven. Got Uranus in the 12th house. In Gemini.
Pisces midheaven.
Yep.
Don Michael is a Pisces.
I know. Yes. 8 degrees of Pisces. It's the midheaven is kind of a pretty meaningful point in your life. It represents the highest spiritual thing that you can attain to in your life, and in some way your definite duties in life, things that you just have to continually grab hold of and do for the sake of society at large. Mm-hmm. Represents the point of ambition, normally. It's what people aspire to be and try to climb to. Also represents a theme in their life that they always have to deal with. It's a tendency in their life in Pisces, as you can imagine, eh? It just even relates to the work that you do around film, eh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, dealing with people who are in some way looking for the meaning and mm-hmm. being able to play in the art forms through film and be able to find new meanings, new directions.
Hi, you've reached 732-6952. We would appreciate you leaving a message, and we will return your call as soon as possible. Thanks a lot for calling.
Hi, Nora. This is Dermot calling. I called earlier. I just want you to get a hold of me. If you're going out, let me know what you're doing. Okay?
Hello, Dermot?
Hi. I thought you were there.
Well, yeah, I'm here, but I'm not here.
Oh, yeah. You working on the tapes or something?
Yeah, I'm doing that. I'm trying to get my desk cleared.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I just wanted to know what you're up to.
Yeah.
That might have been going out.
No, I'm just,
what?
I was going to go out. I have to leave.
Why waste time? We don't want to waste time.
Right. You want to get rid of it, don't you? That's
we want to take over what's been established and add to it.
What are you going to do about a place?
We're going to have a multi-locational space and a floating exhibition program.
Well, if you remember Pushard, you remember Pushard?
Yeah.
Well, we had the same problem, only we had didn't have a location, but we still had to have somebody to run it,
uh-huh.
And we still had to have somebody to still be around to look after valuable equipment.
Yeah, you got to have somebody on salary.
And
so we're trying to guarantee that at least one or two or three people will be on salary.
Right.
Thank you. little girl. Come on. Just fuck it.
Yeah.